This is CICK News. Thanks for joining us. I'm your host, Dan Messick. Each week, we provide an update about events and issues developing right across Northwest BC. CICK Smithers Community Radio is on the dial at 93.9 FM, or you can listen online at smithersradio.com or subscribe to our podcast. CICK News broadcasts from unceded Ginamden Territory, home of the Wet'suwet'en Nation. Salmon have returned to the Skeena watershed, and the river is full of life. As is the custom every year, the Wet'suwet'en and their neighbors have gathered in the community of Wet'suwet'en to honor and welcome the salmon back to their territory. The return of the salmon celebration not only welcomes the salmon home, but also Wet'suwet'en youth living away from the territory. It gives them a chance to reconnect with their roots and to experience the bounty of salmon. Although the celebration was relatively small compared to past years, the sockeye salmon on the barbecue was delicious and the songs on the drums were loud. Once everyone had filled their bellies on salmon, David DeWitt, a leader in the community and the natural resource manager for the Office of the Wet'suwet'en, collected all the salmon bones to be returned to the river from whence they came. I was honored to witness the ceremony near the Wet'suwet'en Canyon.
Sharing what we have and maintaining good relationships, I think that's where I've been blessed to be spend a lot of time with our elders, hereditary chiefs and people, so I'm just a messenger. So I just like to give honor to our ancestors. When I introduce myself to Wet'suwet'en, I always say, Maasai Nootsadetni, Maasai to the ancestors for why we're here. And I'll just do a little explanation of what we're doing here. Is we brought the bones from our meal, from the salmon, welcoming the salmon ceremony. Traditionally, the first salmon that was caught in Kayawaget or Wet'suwet'en in this canyon was cooked into a stew along the side of the river here as Hagwalsum, we call them. And the Denise and the Tzakwazit, the male chiefs and the female chiefs, were gathered around a fire. And they put the salmon into the pot with other vegetables to make a Hagwalsum. And my uncle shared this story with me, and I got to recognize late Henry Alford, the previous Wet'suwet'en. Stories and teachings are passed down from generation to generation, so I'm just sharing what I've been taught. I don't own the story, I don't own the knowledge, but we're here to share it. Not just amongst ourselves as clan members or house members, but all living beings on the territory and our guests. That's why when we came to here, we recognized Wet'suwet'en, we introduced ourselves, and realizing that we're part of a natural system and cycle here, and our ceremony is about gratitude, expressing gratitude, respect, and acknowledging responsibility. And my uncle would say, it's almost like a contract. The Denise and Tzakwazit, they shared the meal. The salmon are like a community that come up and they bring us gifts, and we enjoy the meal, and we think about our relationships, about people coming together to learn, to laugh, to love. And after the meal, they put all the bones back together, and they spoke to the salmon people and expressed gratitude for the gifts of thousands of pounds of protein and nutrient that comes to the people, comes to the land, comes to the animals. And returning the bones is almost like a contract, but there's a reciprocal relationship, is they're bringing a life-sustaining source to us. And we're a part of recycling of nutrients and a recycling of knowledge. And when we return the bones, we say, we're gonna take care of the waters, where you travel, where you raise your young ones, where you spawn. It's our responsibility to take care of these waters, and we ask the salmon people, please continue to come and feed us. Our lives, our culture, our language, our wellness comes from water and the salmon. So this is what the salmon ceremony is about. It's not just one salmon, it's the community. And just like in our personal lives, it's not our own individual efforts that could make a difference. It's achieving that balance and maintaining good relationships with many. And we're all individuals. We've all come from 2 years of different difficult times through COVID and different challenges. And life is about overcoming those challenges personally, respecting the relations of our natural elements, of our ancestors, the ones that went before us, recognizing respect for oneself, respect for others, and that respect you build onto your responsibilities. And that's where people come together. In the past, like we gathered here in the past, we're gathering here today, and it's to support people and our yinta and really resilience. Resilience on the land, resilience in our culture, resilience and again, just maintaining good relations. So hopefully today is just a reminder that we carry this throughout life. We enter every day with gratitude, and everybody has challenges, but together we could maintain good relationships and be good examples and be good teachers. So what I'm going to do is we gathered the bones, we put them in front of the drums as people celebrated and gratitude was shared. The performers, they help uplift our spirits. They brought people out around the drums, and it's a healing process. And the salmon were a part of that. They felt that energy. So I'm going to hold up the salmon, and I'm going to thank the creator. I'm going to thank our ancestors. I'm going to thank the salmon and express gratitude. And I'm going to follow the sun where the sun rises in the east and go to the four directions, to the south, to the west, to the north. Recognizing in ourselves there's four elements that we need to be keep in balance with our hearts, our minds, our spirit, and our body. And our natural cycles tell us that there's four seasons. And a part of this is just recognizing life can get busy, but there's a natural system that is where balance and sustainable energy, communities, culture is grounded from. And hopefully we could share this, and a lot of people need to hear this. There's a lot of static that comes from a modern day of living and life and distractions, and hopefully we could share these stories to help restore that balance and between health, wealth, and well-being. So, Maasai, Udakai, Creator, we thank you, Udakai, Creator, for the gift of life and a gift of love and the gift of salmon. Maasai, Utsudetni, our ancestors, for blazing a trail for where we are. I thank the salmon people and the salmon for coming again this year to bring us together, to feed us, to heal us, to bring energy, to feed love and laughter and knowledge. Thanks where the sun rises. And again, I thank the creator, Nudakai, in the direction of where the sun and where it grows. Maasai, Nutsudetni, Maasai, Hudakai. We will take care of the waters where you travel. We will take care of the places and where you lay your young ones. And we will maintain our responsibility to take care of the places where you rear so you can nourish the Wet'suwet'en Nation and all living beings that live on Uinta. We look to the west where the sun sets, and we transition in times of season, and we transition in times of life. Maasai, Creator, Maasai, Udakai, Maasai, Chlok, and the salmon people that came to feed us. To the north, where there's transition and energy that cycles, please help us remember that there is not death, but there's a recycling of energy, and we need to take care of the life-sustaining force of our yinta, from the water to the land to the people. and take over relations and empower people to live and love. Strengthen us, help us heal, as Wetzinqua helps us heal and helps us live. We're going to return the salmon back to Wetzinqua. Please tell your people and your relations that we are taking care of our waters and our lands for you to return. Please continue to come to bring health and life to our lands and our people. Masayu Dakai, Masayu Tadetni, continue to help us heal.
You've been listening to CICK News. If you have any hot tips or news stories you think we should cover, contact us at CICKnews@smithersradio.com or follow us on Facebook at CICK News. CICK News is made possible by the Government of Canada and the Community Radio Fund of Canada, the only organization mandated to financially supporting campus and community radio stations across Canada. You can also catch our fresh shows each week at theskeena.com or subscribe to our podcast on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you find your podcasts. Thanks to our producer Pam Hassan and all of our roving reporters, I'm Dan Messick. Thanks for listening.